all about thinking. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Mark Rashid is an author, singer, and horse trainer. He says so far that horse training thing has worked out the best for him. His philosophy is to get the horse thinking and then get the rider to think like the horse.
So much of what training is anymore is about teaching the horse to just do things and not think. And they don't think their way through and they just do them. And so what we're trying to do is help the horse do the things, but also think through it. And what you end up with is a much softer, much more willing horse, a horse that's able to do whatever it is that you ask him to do. The whole horse is available. When they're soft, the whole horse is available. So we focus primarily just on the softness part of the training.
So what's tougher to train, the horse or the rider?
The rider.
So how do you train the rider?
Well, we focus on the same thing. We come in and we try to be as soft as we can and help them be as soft as they can. And we give them exercises to do. We show them certain things that they can do to improve themselves as far as offering the best of themselves to the horse. And so much of what we do is we don't even know what the best of ourselves is. So we try to get that, draw that out of the human so that they can in turn present that to the horse.
Now, a lot of this is, of course, because of bad habits. What are some of the major bad habits that we develop out there as riders?
Well, the big one is that we don't breathe. And because we don't breathe, we breathe because we aren't turning blue and falling off. But we don't breathe very well. We breathe in our upper chest, which is a survival breath, and that is a big red flag to a horse, any horse, because horses are so subtle. But we don't breathe in our everyday life. And it puts us in what's called a survival mode. So we're constantly on alert. Even as humans, just walking down the street, we're constantly on alert. But by breathing better, by breathing properly, and that's one of the things we focused on here with Amy, who's doing the riding, really work on, that was one of the very first things I talked to her about, was let's get you breathing better. Once you can breathe better, then you can start thinking better. Once you're thinking better, you can start reasoning your way through these problems instead of just, slamming and jamming and jerking and pulling and kicking and doing all that. You can actually look at the situation for what it really is, as opposed to looking at it and putting all this stuff on it. My horse bucked me off. Well, no, your horse bucked and you fell off. That's what happened. It's the bottom line. But we start putting value on those things. And that's the big drawback. So breathing is the main thing. And then we really focus on the not, being able to work with your horse using pressure without pulling, and guiding and giving guidance.
And you can find more at markrashid.com. Rashid spelled R-A-S-H-I-D. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.